Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hope in its current modern contemporary form is, unfortunately, a piece of furniture. It is upholstered in good intentions, generously padded with affirmations, and positioned as so to face the future without requiring any movement towards that future. One reclines upon hope. One does not use hope. This current version asks very little, only that you believe, preferably loudly, preferably online. The hopeful citizen today is easily identified. They speak often of trusting the process, though they have declined to actually participate in set process. They assure you that things are going to work out, provided that no one asks them to work. Their hope is strong, vibrant, and for the most part, non-confrontational. It never breaks a sweat. It never files a complaint, and it never knocks on a door marked responsibility. It's not lazy, mind you. It's more spiritual. This person waits for conviction. They wait with conviction. They manifest with intensity. They visualize with such clarity that actual effort, it just feels redundant. It feels worthless, maybe even disrespectful to this process. I mean, you think about it, why would I disturb the universe with action when the universe has already been notified that this is what I want? I've set my intention. My hands are clean. I'm done with this process. Now I simply must wait for all of it to come. Problem is that this hopeful soul has confused hope with optimism. Optimism with comfort, and comfort with, of course, virtue. And should nothing change, should the future stubbornly refuse to arrive on schedule, this person does not blame hope. Hope in this example is innocent. This person blames timing. They blame society. They blame their parents. They blame the economy. They blame past trauma. Trauma is very, 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 very popular right now. Meanwhile, somewhere slightly less well lit, another person is also hopeful. But this one's a little harder to spot. They do not speak much of hope because they are busy carrying it. Awkwardly, imperfectly, like a sack of grain uphill that does not care about their feelings. Their hope is not inspiring. It doesn't post quotes. It doesn't wait for permission. It limps forward, occasionally cursing under its breath. This person has discovered an uncomfortable, but very, very, very real truth. Hope does not sit well. Hope strains. Hope demands proof of life. This version of hope looks suspiciously like getting up when staying down is reasonable and certainly more comfortable. It means acting without guarantees. It's choosing effort in the absence of applause. Now, naturally, this type of hope is pretty unpopular. It's exhausting. It lacks ambiance. It asks rude questions like, what will you do if nothing improves? Who are you becoming while you wait? What if this is the moment that requires you, not reassurance? So what do most people do? They head back to the couch. They call it hope because avoidance sounds unkind. And cowardice, well, that's outdated, isn't it? But hope, real hope, has never been a nap. Hope is a wager placed with one's own life as the collateral. It's the refusal to sit still, simply because sitting is easier to explain. It is action taken in defiance of comfort, certainty, and consensus, which is why it's such a rare thing. So what is hope actually, and what isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what it's not. Hope is not positive thinking. It's not optimism detached from action. It's not pretending that things will work out. It is not a personality trait that you either have or you don't. Hope is a disciplined relationship with the future that makes action possible despite uncertainty. Psychology tells us that hope is a skill. It's not a mood. And modern psychology is surprisingly practical. A gentleman named Charles Snyder talks about hope with two components. Number one, it has agency, meaning I can do something. And the second is that there are multiple pathways. There's more than one way to move forward. So it's not, well, I tried this thing, it didn't work, so I gave up. It's recognizing that, you know, the phrase is when one door closes, another opens, or a window opens, there's just another alternative. We pivot to a different tactic, to a different way of doing it. Hope is not feeling good. It's believing action is possible, even if outcomes aren't guaranteed. People with hope don't believe things will be easy. They believe they are not trapped. Having hope reduces learned helplessness, depression, burnout. It's not because life improves. It's because you keep it moving. Philosophy talks about hope without delusion. The Stoics, Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, they were pretty suspicious of emotional hope because they believe that hope and fear are twins. They both are attachments to things that are outside of our control. The Stoics rejected passive hope, not directed resolve. They replaced, I hope things work out, with, I will do my duty and I will act well regardless of outcome. So a Stoic version of hope would be confidence in your response, not the result. Existentialists would say it's hope after illusion dies. So Camus rejected false hope, but not meaning. His very famous take on Sisyphus, the gentleman who is condemned to roll the boulder up the hill every day, only to have it roll back down, to have to repeat that process forever. He believes Sisyphus is hopeful without believing that the boulder will disappear. And so with that idea, it's choosing to live fully without guarantees and refusing despair even when the universe is silent. And this is really what adult hope is. It's that I will act as if meaning is possible because the alternative is resignation, and that's not even a possibility. It's not going to happen. Religion looks at hope as endurance, not escape. Christianity says that hope is not that things are going to go my way. It's that trust that suffering is not wasted. That faithfulness comes before relief, and endurance must be engaged in without a timeline on it.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So biblical hope is forward-leaning obedience, not emotional comfort. That's certainly an important thing. Buddhism tells us that, Buddhism is wary of hope that clings to outcomes, but it certainly embraces taking what they refer to as right effort, having a faith in the path that you're on, and being confident that skillful action will, in fact, reduce suffering. And when you do that, hope becomes a trust in the process, not in the promise. So the through line to all of that is hope is not optimism. It's not certainty. It's not comfort. It is the refusal to collapse, the decision to continue acting, and the belief that this step still matters. So a good framework to think about and use is that step number one is we shrink hope to the next action. We're not hoping for outcomes. Hope that the next step is worth taking. So ask, what is one action that still makes sense? And if you can answer that, you still have hope. So the second one is we want to separate hope from the actual results. To hope, tying hope to behavior, rather, not tying hope to success. So I hope I could show up today, not I hope this fixes everything. So that really prevents despair when the outcomes are a little slow to come. The third step is to build evidence of agency. Hope grows from proof, not affirmation. So daily proof will beat inspiration any day of the week. You want to keep promises to yourself. You want to track all the small wins, your small completions. And that helps to reduce chaos where you can, which is what we're always working to do. I believe that hope is earned through following through on the promises that we make to ourselves. The fourth step is to borrow hope when it's needed. Every tradition allows this. Psychologically, it's helping us to co-regulate. Religiously, it's finding community. And from a philosophical standpoint, it's finding mentors and exemplars who are demonstrating what it is that we want. So when you find that your hope is your hope tank is a little low, we want to act on those borrowed convictions of looking at other examples until our hope returns. Number five is that we need to accept that hope and pain, in fact, coexist. If you wait to feel good before you act, hope will, in fact, die. Hope often feels like fatigue plus motion, doubt plus discipline, fear plus forward movement. And that's very normal. So hope isn't believing that things are going to be okay. Hope is believing that even if they aren't, I'm still responsible for my part and I'm going to do it well. Hope is a verb. It's got to be a verb. It's not some passive thing. It needs to be an action. We want to be rivers, not swamps. The objective reality of hope, if you were to look at society through the eyes of social media, you would think that it's a massive dumpster fire. But if you were to look at objective facts, like the number of people that have been brought out of poverty in the last 10, 20 years, it's extraordinary. The amount of advancements that we've made, life is really good. Life has, in fact, never been better. And I think the arrow is pointing up, but it's all in how you're looking at and paying attention to what's going on in the world. And if you're looking at it and you're letting garbage into your head all the time, you're not doing yourself any favors. So we have to have a future view on things, a healthy perspective. Because without hope, I mean, why would I plan? Why would I make goals? Why would I maintain things? Why would I work out? Why would I pay attention to my diet? Why would I pay attention to my health at all if I have no hope for the future? So I think there's just so many practical reasons that hope is important. It's just understanding how to actually put hope to work in our lives and to be interacting with hope in a positive, healthy way. So anxiety, stress It comes from these open loops. It comes from not having a good understanding of what matters most to you. What matters most? What's most important to you? And then more importantly, what must be done in service of what matters to you? And then how do I execute on those tasks? And how do I do it every day, regardless of how it is that I'm feeling on a daily basis? Because that has nothing to do with any of this. If I allow the way that I feel to dictate what I do, well, that's when I'm going to fall into that trap and that spiral of hopelessness, of anxiety, of stress. And that's such a paradox that hard work dispels worry. But if I'm so worried, I'm not going to do anything at all. I'm just going to sit back down on that couch and treat hope like a piece of furniture, as opposed to what it is, which is a verb for continually doing, regardless of how I'm feeling. So, as you know, I am such a fan of frameworks and step-by-steps and processes and things like that. And what is the next best thing that I can be doing right now? And that is what gave birth to my newest book, which is Your Meaningful Few, or The Meaningful Few, rather. The website is yourmeaningfulfew.com. I really encourage you to check it out. Work to create almost an operating system for life, and very, 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 very practical. But there's a lot of freebies on the site as well. So obviously there's the book, there's a companion workbook, there is the Strive Journal, which helps to break down your year into a quarterly basis, which makes it a lot more digestible. There's a course, there's all these great resources. So we'd love for you to check it out, yourmeaningfulfew.com. And as always, it's all designed to help you do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.